It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, May 13th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Friday the 13th, yes, but a good day because today, Skywatch TV's Defender Conference, The Unveiling, is live. Well, it's streaming video, but it is a go. If you signed up for the conference, you now have access to all of the conference presentations, plus the added free bonus, the Skywatch Films documentaries, all of them available for you to watch on your schedule now for the next 90 days. If you registered, go log in at the conference website and, again, choose what and when you want to watch. Just do it after this program. Topic number 5 today on our Friday 5 is Russia. We learned this week that Russia, according to the United States government, is in a war with Ukraine and the West. This was according to Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines testifying to Congress earlier this week. This is an apparent acknowledgement that the United States and our Western allies, the UK, NATO, are in fact participants in this war. Now, that would seem obvious after the revelation earlier this week from Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby that the United States provided the intelligence that Ukraine used to sink Russia's Black Sea flagship, the Moskva. A major blow to Russian pride and morale, but it couldn't have been accomplished without American intelligence help. In fact, we also learned this week that American intelligence is helping Ukrainian forces target Russian generals. Ukraine claims it's killed 12 of them so far, a number that has shocked observers. It wasn't believed that Ukraine had that type of military capability or intelligence capability. Apparently it doesn't. It's using American intelligence. But this begs the question, where is Putin's red line as far as Western involvement in the conflict with Ukraine? As Pat Buchanan has noted, America's genuine, legitimate national interest in this fight is to end it as quickly as possible, to get the two sides together and reach an acceptable, if not desirable, settlement between the two nations. Instead, the Biden administration is playing a game of nuclear chicken with Russia. Topic number 4, the economy. A number of yellow flags, if not red flags, this week. Inflation still hot. It's surging beyond what experts expected. 8.5% year over year in the month of March. That was, or rather in April, that was several percentage points higher than what experts expected. Meanwhile, the labor market appears to be cracking as jobless claims this week rose to a three-month high. Still a ways to go before the Federal Reserve Bank begins to slow down on raising interest rates, the Federal Reserve trying to balance reining in inflation and sending the economy tipping into recession. Meanwhile, Congress is responding with insanity. We noted this week that gasoline prices in America hit record highs, according to AAA. So some lawmakers are responding the way they think they should by reviving legislation that's gone nowhere for the past 20 years, so-called NOPEC legislation. This is pointed at Middle Eastern oil producers, OPEC. This would allow the U.S. Attorney General to sue OPEC or its member states for antitrust behavior. Forms of this bill have been floating around Congress for a couple of decades. Previous administrations, Obama, George W. Bush, both presidents threatened to veto those bills if they ever made it through Congress. So far, this bill has never made it out of committee. OPEC's most influential energy ministers have warned against passing this bill, suggesting that it could double or triple oil prices. Just what we need right now, when even here in the Ozarks, where our oil gasoline prices tend to be lower than in neighboring states. I've heard this morning in Illinois, it's $4.60 a gallon. Here in the Springfield, Missouri area, it's about $3.95. But this is Congress for you, responding with unhelpful legislation. Another case in point, during a weekly press conference, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi unveiled a plan to slow the surge in gasoline prices by imposing, that's a drum roll, government price caps, price controls. We've tried those before. They didn't work. Having begged OPEC to pump more and learning now that leaders of OPEC nations like Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince in Saudi Arabia, refusing to take phone calls from President Biden, opening the Strategic Petroleum Reserve with the largest release from the SPR in history, which had no real effect, Democrats in Congress have introduced the Consumer Fuel Price Gouging Prevention Act that would give the president the power to issue an emergency declaration that would make it unlawful to increase gasoline and home energy fuel prices in an excessive or exploitative manner. Of course, excessive and exploitative is in the eye of the beholder, but you know, even though I hold only a lowly bachelor's degree in economics, even I can tell House Speaker Pelosi what happens when the government enforces a cap on the price of something. The supply does not go up and the price does not go down. And speaking of shortages, if you know someone with a baby, if you've got a baby yourself, of course, you know that it's been difficult to find baby formula here in recent weeks. At retailers across the country, there are shortages, empty shelves, and baby formula everywhere, so dire that Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton is calling it a national crisis. 40% of the top-selling baby formula products out of stock as of the week ending April 24th. This is Bidenomics. Topic number three. Roe. The president and White House last week declined to condemn the leak of the draft opinion in the Mississippi case that could overturn Roe v. Wade. That was the 1973 ruling that made abortion a constitutionally protected right. His spokesperson, Jen Psaki, declining to condemn the leak, saying that the real problem was with the opinion itself, declining to condemn the protests taking place outside justices' homes. So the administration condemning the opinion, condemning the leaked draft, not the leak itself, but the draft, and not the protest at justices' homes, even though under U.S. criminal code, it is a federal crime to protest near a residence occupied by judge or jury with the intent to influence their decisions. Being a progressive in today's America means advocating the killing of unborn children in the interest of love, equality, and fairness, while criminalizing dissent in the name of freedom. George Orwell may not have been a prophet, but he certainly was a seer. Topic number two, pestilence. This week, Brazil's health ministry reported the latest nation to report an outbreak of this mysterious childhood hepatitis, 28 cases in Brazil being investigated now. This is occurring in children under the age of 10, and as we pointed out, very bizarrely, it's either in Western nations or nations aligned with NATO, like Japan and Brazil. Doctors still, experts still puzzled as to why this is happening. It's not being caused by any of the viruses that are typically responsible for hepatitis. In about 10% of the cases, by the way, so far, a liver transplant has been necessary and several children have died. We also learned a couple of interesting things this week about the other pandemic, you know, SARS-2. The FDA is restricting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because an investigation revealed that those who got the jab were at increased risk of developing life-threatening blood clots. Now they tell us. Based on the New York Times data published earlier this week, it appears as though there's a very strong correlation between the states with the highest rates of vaccination and the highest rates of infection in the latest surge of COVID-19. 8 of the 10 most vaccinated states here in the United States are also among the 10 with the highest per capita rates of COVID infection. Many of these people fully vaccinated, fully boosted. Curious, isn't it? Coming up, not too late to sign up for the SkyWatch TV Defender Conference and get access to all 5 of the SkyWatch Films documentaries and a discovery that's being called possibly the greatest archaeological revelation in the history of humankind. That's next on the Friday Five.
Another aspect of this came to me one day when I was watching the movie I Am Legend with Will Smith. If you've seen that film, you know it starts out with a doctor on television claiming a cure to cancer via a chimeric vaccine. The world celebrates as the global inoculation does appear in the script to cure cancer. However, because the vaccine was a blend of human and animal genetics, it ultimately leads to a human form of rabies that nearly wipes out all life on Earth. One virologist, Will Smith, appears to be the only man on Earth, naturally immune to the disease, and he sets out to find a cure using his blood for a new vaccine. The show I Am Legend made me wonder, in the future, if a global pandemic would ensue, only to have one man step forward whose blood holds the key to a cure. Turns out, he is the Antichrist. And like a dark version of communion, one can only be healed by receiving his flesh and blood via the mark, or vaccination of the beast. As noted in what could be related news lately, scannable implants and tattoo transmitters are becoming more sophisticated, adding what I would call prophetic components, such as merging human biological matter with transistors to create living implantable machines.
Skywatch TV's Defender Conference, the unveiling. Register now. Scan the QR code or log on to DefenderConference.com.
Item number one on the Friday Five this week, Karahan Tepe. This is a site we've been interested in. It's near Göbekli Tepe. It's in the plains of Haran, which was Abraham's hometown 4,000 years ago. This site, Karahan Tepe, is estimated to be between 11 and 13,000 years old, 9 to 11,000 BC, roughly. Archaeologists have only excavated 1% of the site, but even that 1% is big. The author of the piece about the site describes the entire site as stupefyingly big. Stupefyingly big. Author Sean Thomas writes, I'm going to quote now, "Taken together with its age, complexity, sophistication, and its deep, resonant mysteriousness, and its many sister sites now being unearthed across the Haran Plains, collectively known as the Tas Tepeler or Stone Hills, these carved ochre-red rocks, so silent, brooding, and watchful in the hard, whirring breezes of the semi-desert, constitute what might just be the greatest archaeological revelation in the history of humankind." Skipping a couple of paragraphs, in Göbekli Tepe, several skulls have been recovered. They are deliberately defleshed and carefully pierced with holes so they could supposedly be hung and displayed. Skull cults are not unknown in ancient Anatolia, that's Turkey. If there was such a cult in the Tas Tepeler, the Stone Hills, it might explain the graven vultures pictured playing with human heads. As to how the skulls were obtained, they might have come from conflict, but it is quite possible the skulls were obtained via human sacrifice. At a nearby, slightly younger site, the skull building of Kayanu, we know of altars drenched with human blood, probably from gory sacrifice. And then author Sean Thomas adds this, quote, "Another unnerving oddity is the curious number of carvings which show people with six fingers. Is this symbolic or an actual deformity? Perhaps the mark of a strange tribe." I direct you to 2 Samuel 20, verses 20 and 21, which tells of a six-fingered giant that had to be dispatched by the nephew of King David. Archaeology is cool. The really fascinating thing about this site, Karahan Tepe, and nearby Göbekli Tepe, is that both were ritually buried. Archaeologists don't know why. Perhaps to appease God? Influence of the Watchers? Well, fascinating stuff. Archaeology, just one of the topics in the unveiling, our virtual conference, which launched earlier today. Dr. Doug Petrovich talking about a discovery at the site of ancient Lachish. That's a city southwest of Jerusalem that in ancient times was conquered by Joshua during the conquest of Canaan. And this find called the Lachish Milk Bowl Ostracon, it's a fragment of a milk bowl, dates pretty accurately to exactly the period when Joshua and the Israelites were entering Canaan. That discussion, fascinating, but just one of more than two dozen cutting-edge presentations available for you right now. Instant access if you sign up today, if you've not already. You can do so at DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com, and again, that gets you access to all five of the Skywatch Films documentaries as well. During the month of May, Our thank you for your gift of any amount is Redeemed Unredeemable, the cutting-edge, groundbreaking book by Donna Howell and Tom Horn about the extent of God's capacity for forgiveness. It is beyond our imagining, beyond our capacity for forgiveness, I dare say. Some of the worst, most violent criminals in American history who claimed to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, if they were telling the truth, we will see them in glory someday. As shocking as that is. Find out more, well, you can find out more by getting a copy of the book. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, for your gift of any amount during the month of May, we'll send this to you as our thanks. Find out more online at skywatchtv.com/donate or call us toll-free 844-750-4985. This is the site of ancient Ephesus on the screen behind me. That's just one of the places that Sharon and I will take you if you join us on our tour of Turkey this fall. We'll be there between October 18th and November 3rd. We will go to Göbekli Tepe, Karahan Tepe, not open to tourists at this point, but we will visit the Archaeological Museum in Sanliurfa, which coincidentally might be the site of Abraham's Ur of the Kazdim. It wasn't in southeast Iraq, but setting that aside, the Archaeological Museum in Sanliurfa has artifacts from Karahan Tepe, the site I just talked about, and we will see those on our tour of Turkey and explain why, spiritually speaking, it's important, biblically speaking. Find out more online and reserve your place. This will be a relatively small tour, 24 at most. Find out more online at skywatchinturkey.com or scan the QR code on your screen. The next spring, you must go to the Holy Land at least once in your life, and you might as well do it with us because we take you to interesting sites that other tours don't go to. Archaeologically interesting sites, significant sites like Shiloh, the Altar of Joshua, both of those important biblically, but also Göbekli Tepe and the Serpent Mound of Bashan. Those are on the tour too, as well as a site called Bet Yerah, which means Temple of the Moon God, and we'll talk about the recently discovered, no more than 10 years ago, megalithic site underwater at the south end of the Sea of Galilee, just off the shore there from this place called Bet Yerah, which is right across the street, literally across the street from where we will go into the Jordan River. Our itinerary is posted online so you can find out what we will see when we go there. We'll be accompanied by our colleagues from Skywatch TV, the Simply His program, Donna Howell and Allie Henson, and our good friend, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, who will show you the historic locations of the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ. His research, by the way, I cite in my new book, The Second Coming of Saturn, because of the significance of the Mount of Olives. Online, more information, skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we talk with Hollywood veteran David Heavner. He's the author of two new books, True Power and End Times Investigations. And he's putting all of this information that he's collected, both through his own research, his own weekly television program, and his long experience in Hollywood, that's all going into his new drama series called The Last Evangelist, which he describes as CSI meets the Book of Revelation. David's a fascinating guy. Don't miss the program. The over-the-air broadcast schedule is online at skywatchtv.com/channels, but throw the schedule away. Have us broadcast on your schedule just by adding the Skywatch TV channel to Roku or Apple TV. We have instructions on how to do that posted at the website to make it easy for you. You can also download our mobile app to your smartphone or tablet, whether it's iOS, Android, Amazon, Kindle Fire. We've got apps for all of those. It's free, gets you all of our video content, plus a calendar of upcoming events and important news the mainstream media would prefer that you miss. That and more available for free, and we've got links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching, and have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is the Friday Five from Skywatch TV.